姊妹平安。
Peace to your brother and sister.
我们真的是感谢赞美主。
Thank you to the Lord.
然后他召我们常常聚在他的面前。
That he gathered us before him.
蒙他的祝福。
To receive his blessings.
啊，早晨在这边我们要分享路德记第三章跟第四章。
Today we'll be talking about Ruth chapter 3 and 4.
那也是进到路德记最后一次的分享。
The last time we're going to share the book of Ruth.
不知道能不能把它说完。
I don't know if I can finish complete the message.
如果说不完的话，可能我们下次再接着讲。
If not, we may have one more message.
我们交通到第一章的时候
，When we talk about chapter one，
啊，我们特别讲到叫彼此恩慈相待。
We talked about how we have to treat each other with kindness。
所以我们讲到彼此恩待的时候
，When we talk about treating each other with kindness，
特别讲到在我们的家里面，我们要有一个成长的关系。
Especially when we talk about the family, we have to grow together。
如果在我们的家里面
，If in our family。
有一个悔改的关系在那里
If we have a relationship of repentance,
我们里面就会常常知道耶和华眷顾了我们
Then in us we'll be reminded that how the Lord remembers us
可是反过来说呢如果我们常常彼此指责的话
On the other hand, if we're pointing fingers at each other
那我们会很多很多的问题会思想到神啊你是不是伸手攻击了我
There are many, many problems we arise, and people think that the Lord is persecuting us.
所以呢，讲到彼此恩待呢，在我们的家里面也是一个应该坚持的生活。
And when we talked about how we have to treat each other with kindness, that is how our relationship should be.
如果我们这么坚持的过生活的话
，If we persistently use this kindness,
那我们会知道耶和华确实恩待了我们。
Then we'll know that the Lord is treating us with His kindness.
所以呢，在我们的家中是一个充满的生活。
So that in our home, now is a fulfilling life.
那不是一个空乏的生活。
It is no longer an empty life.
因为如果我们不这么坚持生活的时候
Because if we are not persistently treating each other with kindness,
我们会又产生一个问题。
Then now there is a new problem.
是不是这个全能者使我受了大苦
Is this Almighty God making me suffer?
所以呢，讲到彼此恩待的时候
，So when we talk about treating each other with kindness，
我们是在那里回应一个真实的信仰
，Then we're reflecting our true belief。
那这个信仰呢，使我们能够得饱足
，And it is this belief that could make us fulfilled。
如果我们没有在那里回应我们的信仰的真实性的时候
，And if we're not living our life reflecting our beliefs，
我们发现我们又处在一个饥饿的光景之中
，Then now we live in a place of a hunger。
我们向着我们的神又有这样的问题。
Then now we have a new question to ask our God.
主啊，你是不是降祸于我
？Oh Lord, are you giving woe to me?
可是如果我们愿意坚持这样的一个信仰
，But if we're persistent on our belief,
你会发现我们的生活呢，常常都是动手割大麦的时候。
Then we'll realize that every day is our harvest.
神让我们得饱足
，That our Lord is filling us.
所以我们在第二章的时候，我们交通到我们需要过一个彼此祝福、相爱的生活。
So in chapter 2, we talked about that we have to bless each other.
那我们以祝福的言语建立关系。
That with our words of blessings, we build relationship.
那我们用祝福的时间共创甜蜜。
And when we use the time to bless each other, then we have a sweet time.
我们用祝福的服务就是带出那样的一个爱情。
And when we serve each other with blessings, then love comes out.
我们用一个祝福的礼物来把恩惠呢也能够呈现出来。
And if we give the gift of blessings, then grace come out.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们听到呢，我们需要去实行。
So brothers and sisters, after we heard the message, did you actually act on it?
我不知道过去的日子里面，你跟你的妻子，或是你的先生，或是你的儿女，有没有共同做一件事情是你们想一起做的？
I don't know if you and your spouse have done something that you two enjoy together recently.
过去这四个礼拜，你们有没有共同做一件事情是你们觉得可以让你们更亲近主的
？And for the past four weeks, have you done something that could draw you two together to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，其实呢，我们在每一个星期里面，我们就是全家来到主的面前，这件事呢，就是让我们能够更加彼此相爱的事。
So brother and sister, think about it. Every week you come to the church, it is something that you two do together to come closer to the Lord.
所以我们彼此劝勉，真的，我们全家一起来到主的面前。
So let us encourage each other. The whole family should come together to church.
所以呢，今天进到我们的主题，我们要谈到彼此委身成全。
So today our topic will be how we have to submit ourselves to each other.
我觉得呢，常常我们能够委身于神。
When we submit ourselves to the Lord,
这是神的作为
then that's the Lord's work.
所以呢，我们今天从路德记第三章跟第四章，我们要来看到我们怎么样 彼此委身成全。
So in Ruth chapter 3 and chapter 4, let us learn how we can submit ourselves to the Lord.
所以呢，就有三个部分。第一个部分呢，就讲到完全的信任。
So the first part is how we have to completely trust.
第二个部分我们就讲到善尽本分。
And then the second one is completely submit.
最后一个部分呢，我们要谈到乐意成全。
And the third one is how it will be completed.
所以呢，我们就要从拿俄米、路德、花斯他们三个人之间的微妙关系来讲到怎么样彼此委身成全。
So today we're going to learn from Boaz, Naomi, and Ruth how they submit to each other.
我就想到我刚刚结婚的时候
Then I thought about how when I first got married
那一次呢、不是刚刚结婚结婚之前、
Before I was married
那一次呢是在那个 Wendy 的婚礼上面
And that time、we were attending Wendy's wedding
那一次婚礼的时候呢他们就安排我做招待
And then during that wedding they asked me to be the receptionist
那做招待的时候呢因为忙东忙西所以当把所有事情都做完的时候那我才去到那个、就是晚上那个 banquet 的场地
And as a receptionist after taking care of so many things I was the last one to arrive at the banquet
所以呢到那里的时候我发现我自己安排的那个座位呢已经被人坐走了
So when I got to the banquet I realized that my assigned seat was already taken
所以呢那我就没有关系我就、就看看哪一桌呢 有位置那我就去那一桌坐
Then I thought it's all right. I'll just find an empty seat somewhere, and I'll take a seat.
刚好看到加森跟米歇尔他们夫妇呢，带着他们一家在那里，我就说，这里可以坐吗？还有两个位置，我想。
Then I saw Timothy and Michelle on the table. There were still two empty seats. I was gonna sit there.
所以呢，我就坐在那里。
So I sat there.
那同时间呢，碧秋跟碧霜也坐在那一个桌上。
And then at the same time, my wife and her sister was at the same table.
这就是呢，我。他吸引我的那一个时刻
And that is exactly the moment when she caught my eyes.
怎么说呢
What did it mean?、
原来加森的孩子在那边、吃饭的时候因为等时间嘛有时候比较无聊一点
Because one of Timothy's daughter, she, during the free time, she had nothing to do.
那碧霜呢就跟、加森他们的第二个女儿呢就玩起来
And then碧霜、started playing with her daughter,、his daughter.
然后呢，他们呢就在那里画图。
And then they started drawing together.
啊，我就觉得这一幕非常的好。
And then I saw it, and I thought it was pleasing.
啊，我就觉得啊，这个姐妹好可爱。
And I thought this sister is a great person.
所以呢，同年呢，那刚好 Michelle 又有机会回到台湾。
And then that year, Michelle went back to Taiwan.
所以呢，啊，我就请托 Michelle 帮我去跟他们说，看看能不能进一步交往。
So I asked Michelle to help me court with her.
啊、感谢主啦那碧霜也愿意
And thanks to the Lord, my wife was willing
那事情很快我不是要讲这个爱情故事
I was not, it wasn't meant to tell you a love story
那结婚之后呢那我就觉得说哎呀碧霜身上有一个恩赐就是那个服侍孩子的恩赐
After we got married, I realized that my wife has a gift to serve the children
所以呢一结婚呢我就跟她讲就说啊，你赶快去学一些事情啊然后我就鼓励他去成为这个幼教的老师。
So after we got married, I encouraged her to take classes how to teach children.
其实蛮多次呢，我就一直 push 他。
And a lot of times I'm pushing her.
那我就想说，哎，反正你那么有恩赐，在教会也可以运用。
And I thought that since she's so gifted, she should use it at our church.
经过我的推动之后，他也蛮配合的。
And then after a couple encouragements, she is willing to do what I ask.
那她也去完成了一个那个证书科的那个幼教的那个证明。
And she has completed a certificate to teach young children.
那完成证明之后呢，她也去教了一些小孩，教了那个在幼稚园工作。
And then after she got her certificate, she started using it at a kindergarten.
可是呢，她回来之后她就不高兴。
And then she came back, she was not happy.
她觉得那个环境不好。
And she didn't like the environment.
那他不想要
She didn't want it.
所以呢很奇妙的呢那我一直想要把他推到这个幼教教育的这个职业里面
So amazingly, on one hand, I'm pushing her into this position.
可是呢越来越推他越排斥
But the more I push her, the more she hated it.
那我就不想做了我不想再推他了
So I no longer wanted to push her.
那我发现呢他确实对孩子呢怎么讲对自己的孩子好像没有太大的耐心。
And then I realized that maybe she does not have a lot of patience to her children.
啊，这件事就放在一边。
So that we push this teaching aside.
她很奇妙，主就一直带领她的工作。
And then amazingly, the Lord is leading her in her work.
然后每次要把她推出去工作的时候。
Every time I want to push her out to work.
那她就说你不要推我。
Then she said, don't push me.
她说我要做的工作是主要给我做，我才去做。
And she said that I will only work if it is the Lord who asks me to work.
那主要我去做，主就会安排一个工作给我，我就可以去做。
If the Lord wants me to work, he will arrange something for me.
那也很奇妙，主就一直安排她工作工作。
And then amazingly, the Lord has arranged an assignment to her piece by piece.
你知道我第一次拿报纸给她的时候，我说你在这个报纸上找一个工作吧。
I remember the one time I was giving her a piece of newspaper, asking her to look for work.
我们就在世界日报上圈了几个工作。
And then on the Chinese Daily News, we circled a couple advertisements.
你知道一圈呢，圈完了，那有一个医疗的助理。
And then I circled a couple of them. There is a medical assistant.
结果一打电话去呢，是我们家庭医生。
And when we call them, it turned out that it is our family doctor.
他就说啊，那你就来工作吧。
And then the family doctor said, yes, come work for me.
所以医生就去。
And that's her job.
做一阵子她又不喜欢。
And after a while, she didn't like it.
所以呢，她就停下来那个工作。
And then she quit that work.
那我哥哥的朋友就说，哎，你停止那边的工作，你就来我这边工作吧。
And then a friend of my brother asked her to come work for us.
所以呢，第二次药剂师的要做药剂师的助理去拿药。
And second time, she became the assistant for a pharmacy.
也是人家把她找去。
It is something that someone asked her to do.
那做一做呢，她又觉得压力非常大，因为怕拿错药。
And after a while, it is a really stressful job.
啊，她就说啊，我不要做这个工作。
And then she didn't like this work.
所以呢，当她这个工作一停下来
，And when she stopped that work,
哎，那边又有人找她去工作。
Then another person came and asked for her help.
那这一次呢，她就到一个那个中心书房，基督教的书房。
And this time she went to work for a Christian library.
啊，她就不是 library, bookstore.
Bookstore.
那她觉得就说，哎，这是主给她的。
Then she thought this is the job that the Lord wanted me to have.
她坐在那里坐呢，也坐得很快乐。
And then she was very happy working there.
啊，这是我第一次看她做事非常快乐。
And this is the first time I see her working so happy.
那我的心呢也蛮喜悦的。
And I was joyful as well.
那就在这个书房里面，有一次呢，有一个幼教的这个课程呢，在那里开那个说明会。
And at this time, at this bookstore, there is this meeting that some children's services was hosting.
哎，他就说，那我去听一听。
And she thought that she would go and listen to the speech.
那他听完了，回来就告诉我，哎，这是蒙特梭利的课程，我很想去。
And then she came back and she said, hey, this thing that they're advertising, I really want to attend.
那一次呢，我就说，你真的想去吗？
And then at that time, I asked, are you sure about this?
他说，对。
And she said, yes.
那我心里就在那里担心了。
And then at that time I started worrying.
上一堂课之后她又不想上。
What if she doesn't like it after her first class?
那一次我就把整个注册费给付清了。
So at that time I decided I will pay the whole class up front.
那让她义无反顾，也不能再后退。
So that once she attended, she could not come back.
哎，感谢主，真的就是她也顺利的完成。
But thanks to the Lord, she completed this class.
就在这样的一个时刻，当她完成之后。
So after she finished this class,
那主给她一些训练啊，然后我就长话短说。后来这个学校呢，那个师母呢就来找她。
Then cut the long story short, this place that teaches this student service, the program manager came to her.
那她是一个在教会里面附设的一个幼稚园。
And then she was teaching at a kindergarten.
所以呢，这个院长就来找她。
So that this kindergarten principal came and talked to her.
所以呢，在这个学校里面。就是教孩子也能够教孩子关于圣经的事。
So at this school, there is a place where she can teach the Bible.
最后呢，我就觉得好像呢，神呢一路上都很恩待她。
So I think that it is the Lord that is leading her this whole way.
所以有时候蛮嫉妒她的。
So sometimes I'm jealous of her.
我有时候觉得神对待她比对待我好。
Because sometimes I think the Lord treats her better than she
treats me. 我的意思就是说，你看我们转了16年。
And then I thought about how we spent 16 years together.
实际上这就是他的恩赐。
And in fact, this is exactly her calling.
可是当我怎么推的时候呢，推也推不动。
When I tried to push her in these directions, I failed.
可是呢，当神坐在她身上的时候
，But when the Lord is leading her,
这件事成为一个她能够让她委身于神的事。
Then this service becomes something that she can submit herself into.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们的工作就是让我们能够委身于神。
So brothers and sisters, your work is something that you can submit to the Lord.
如果我们的工作不能够带出这样的一个实际的时候
，If at your workplace you cannot show this,
其实就像刚刚我们仁杰弟兄所分享的。
Then just like what Brother Yan Jie just shared with us,
如果我们以那个钱为中心的时候
，If we center our life in on money,
真的我们很苦。
Then you will have a pitiful life.
我们来读那个路德记第三章第一节。
So let us read Ruth chapter 3 verse 1.
路德的婆婆拿尔米
Naomi, her mother-in-law said to her, My daughter,
对她说，女儿啊，
shall I not
我不当为你找个安身之处
that you may be well with you.
我们再读第五节跟第六节。
5 and 6. She said to her, All that you say, I will do.
我必遵行。路德就下到场上，照他婆婆吩咐的儿媳。 所以呢，第一节这里讲到这个婆婆拿尔米呢，这一天呢对路德讲。
So in verse one, Naomi said to Ruth,
女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处吗
？She said, My daughter, shall I not seek security?
好让你能够享福。
That it may be well with you.
所以第五节、第六节我们看到路德的反应。
And then we see how Ruth responded on verse 5 and 6.
凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
All that you say, I will do.
所以路德就下到场上，照她婆婆的吩咐而行。
So that she went down to the threshing floor and followed the command of the mother-in-law.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读第三章第一节到第四节的时候
，Brothers and sisters, if we read chapter 3, verse 1 through 4,
这个婆婆呢，在她的心里面有一个妙计。
Then the Naomi has this advice.
就是呢，要让她的媳妇路德呢得到一个福分。
She has will that she wants to seek security for for Ruth.
所以呢，我们想到就是说，这个婆婆呢，她说这样的话是一个善意的言语。
So we know that the mother-in-law is wanting to give good advice to the daughter-in-law.
所以呢，她看着她的媳妇，她就说：“我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗
？”So that Naomi said to Ruth, Don't I want to seek security for you that you may receive blessing?
所以今天如果这个做媳妇对于婆婆这样的一个信息有一个误解的时候
So if the daughter-in-law misunderstood what the mother-in-law was trying to say,
可能她会说好啊现在你回到家乡了一切都适应了不需要我了你就想赶我走了。
Then maybe Ruth would think that now that we're back at your hometown, now that you have a good place to live, you just want to kick me out.
还说要使我享福呢？你太诡诈了吧
！Why are you saying that you want goodness for me? You're just trying to kick me out.
可是我们再看下去，婆婆说的话：“你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲属吗
？”And then later on, we see that what Naomi says, "You are hanging out with the maids of Boaz."Who is a close relative?
这个媳妇继续误解下去的时候，可能呢，她就会想到说：“你想的是什么？我们怎么可以有这样的念头呢？”
And then, if the daughter-in-law continued to misunderstand what Naomi was trying to say, she would think that why are you pushing me down this path?
况且，我不过是个挪亚的女子，一个外邦的女子。哎呀，别再替我出歪主意了。
And then, moreover, I'm a Moabite. I am a foreigner. Why are you thinking all of this for me?
那我们看到这个婆婆的善意，她继续讲下去的时候，她说：“波阿斯今夜在场上，这个播大麦，你要沐浴膏抹，换上衣服，下到场上，却不要让那个人认出你来。”
And if you read on, then Naomi would ask Ruth to put on her best clothes so that she could lie at the feet of Boaz when he was in the barn.
这时候继续误解下去的时候，就说：“你怎么越说越离谱了？这个事我怎么做得出来呢？”
And if Ruth continued to misunderstand Naomi, then she would think, why would you ask a woman to lay down at a man's feet at his barn?
那婆婆的善意呢，继续讲下去的时候，你到她睡觉的时候，看准她睡在哪里，你就进去呢，掀开她的脚上的被，躺卧在那里，她必告诉你当做的事。
And then Naomi would then tell on Ruth that when you find Boaz laying on the ground, then go lie at his feet, take up his cover and cover yourself, and he would tell you what you need to do.
所以呢，这媳妇如果继续误解的时候，她就会说：“哎呀，你不要再说了，好不好？这事呢，我根本办不到。”
And then if the daughter-in-law continued to misunderstand Naomi, then she said, "What are you asking me to do?"
要做你自己不会去做。
If you want to lie at his feet, you go lie down at his feet.
这样做我被人知道了，我下半辈子怎么活啊？
If anyone find out what you ask me to do, how would I have faced to see anyone else?
弟兄姊妹，我感谢主，在圣经里面没有这些负面的言语。
But brothers and sisters, if you look at these verses, these communication never came out.
我们看到路德呢，他只回了一句说：“把你所吩咐的，我必遵行。”
We saw that all Ruth said back to Naomi was, "All that you say, I will do."
所以呢，他就下到场上。
So she went down to the threshing floor.
照着她的婆婆所说的
，and did according to all that her mother-in-law had commanded her.
一件一件的就去完成。
All things she followed.
这个婆婆跟这个媳妇，他们之间有一个完全的信任。
So that the in-laws.Between them, there is this trust.
可能会说，慎重慎重，等一下，等一下。
And you say, Brother Stephen, hold up.
他们的关系不太一样哦。
Did I tell you that their relationship is different?
因为呢，这个婆婆呢，她的儿子已经死了。
Because Ruth was a widow.
这个路德呢，她的丈夫呢也死了。
And the husband of Naomi and the husband of Ruth are both dead.
所以呢，他们现在两个都没有依靠了，所以他们必须彼此依靠。
So for now, they have no one else to rely upon. They have to rely on each other.
所以呢，他们这样完全信任是有原因的。
So that's why they can trust each other.
可是呢，我曾经交通过，如果呢，他们之前没有彼此恩慈相待。
But I told you before, if before the husband died, if they don't treat each other with kindness.
如果路德进到这个家，他没有享受到呢她丈夫的爱。
If Ruth never had the love of her husband,
她没有享受到婆婆对她的爱。
If she never felt how Naomi loved her,
你想想看，丈夫死了之后，她怎么会愿意侍奉婆婆呢？
Then think about it. Once the husband died, why would she wanted to stay with her mother-in-law?
可是如果呢，进到这个家，丈夫又不爱，婆婆又不爱。
But I think that if she got in married this family and neither the husband nor the mother-in-law loved her.
丈夫死了之后，她还能选择侍奉婆婆。
Then if the husband after the husband died, how she still serve the mother-in-law?
所以呢，我们就可以更在路德身上看到那样的一个美德，看到她的爱。
Then from her we could see how wonderful she was as a woman.
所以呢，我们做儿子在家里的角色非常重要。
So that's why as the son in the family we have an important role.
既然我们选择了婚姻
，if we choose to be married,
啊，我们结了婚就要先爱妻子。
And after our marriage, you need to first love your wife.
杀爱父母。
Then love your parents.
杀爱儿女。
And then love your children.
听清楚，我不是说不爱。
Pay attention, I'm not saying do not love them.
我是说我们的爱需要有一个次序。
But I'm telling you that your love needs to have a priority.
你要非常非常的爱你的家人。
You need to love your family members.
可是有一个次序，先把妻子爱好。
But there's an order. First, your wife.
再爱父母。
Then your parents.
再爱儿女。
Then your children.
这样的话，长大，你的儿女长大之后。
And then in this order, after your children grow up.
你的儿子呢，他会学会爱父母。
Then the son will learn to love his parents.
他会疼爱妻子。
And he will also love his wife.
他会愿意养育儿女。
And then he will be willing to take care of his children.
做女儿的角色一样重要。
And the same for the daughters.
既然选择婚姻
If the daughter decided to get married,
结了婚就要先爱丈夫
After you marry, you first love your husband.
再爱父母
Then your parents.
再爱儿女
Then your children.
我们这样行的时候，女儿长大的
And if you put that into priority, then as the children grows up,
他们会学会爱父母
Then they will learn to love their parents.
他们会学会敬重丈夫
Then they will learn to be obedient to their husband.
他们会愿意养育儿女。
And she will be willing to take care of her children.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里所要表达的。
So brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you.
我们那样的一个爱的次序不要颠倒。
Is that put your love in this priority.
在一个家里面。
In your home.
我们需要让我们彼此的关系在一个完全信任的关系里面。
You need to be completely trusting your spouse.
所以呢，常常有一个场景，或是我们说有一个故事，我们都明白。
So there's a story or a scene that we all understand.
就是有一栋大楼在那里烧火了。
is that when there is a building that is burning in fire,
就那个儿子在楼上, 叫救我,
and then the children, one of the children at the top is saying, save me, save me.
救火员呢, 在那里叫你, 跳下来, 我们这里有很安全的设备,
and then the firefighter would ask the children to jump down. We have this spring bed for you.
那儿子还是不跳,
and then the children is too afraid to jump.
可是当他的父亲来到的时候, 叫儿子你, 跳下来, 我会保护你,
but then when the father came and said, son, jump down, I'll catch you.
所以呢,这个儿子就信任这个父亲,马上就跳下来。
Because this children trust his father, he was willing to jump.
可能也有同样的一个场景。
And maybe this, you know this story.
有一个孩子,他有一个义父来。
Maybe there's another story, a stepfather came.
那这个义父呢, 同样就叫他的儿子,跳啊,你跳下来啊。
And then the godfather asked the son to jump down.
结果呢,跳下来之后呢,可能这个义父呢,没有去抱着他。
Or maybe after the son jumped down, the godfather didn't catch him.
那结果呢,孩子受伤了。
And then this children got hurt.
这义父可能就说,我要教你的就是这一生你不要信任任何人。
And then the godfather said, the lesson I'm teaching you is don't trust nobody.
任何人叫你跳的时候,你都不要跳。
If anyone asks you to jump from a building, don't jump. No one is worthy of your trust.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the world that we live in.
如果你在的环境是一个很安全的环境,
if you're living in a safe condition,
你会学会完全信任对方,
then you can trust the other person.
如果你所在的环境是一个不够安全的地方,
but you're now living in an environment that you don't feel so safe.
你发现我们这一生就是在那个不信任的日子里面过的。
And you realize that you're living your days in distrust.
所以我们回到我们的主题, 我们看到路德呢, 完全信任她的婆婆。
So coming back to our story, how Ruth completely trusts Naomi.
所以呢, 当她的婆婆说, 我要让你成为一个蒙福的人的时候, 她就相信。
When Naomi said that I'm seeking security and a blessed place for you, then Ruth trusted her.
所以呢, 有一位张席和牧师, 张牧师, 这位张牧师呢, 他就提到, 基督徒的尾声呢, 是把自己的灵魂交给神。
So there's a brother, Brother Xiang, he's a pastor, and he said that for Christians, our job is to submit our spirit to the Lord.
他说我们相信神就是把我们的生命交给神。
And then he said that if we trust in the Lord, then we have to submit our life to the Lord.
他说到一个委身的基督徒呢,是一个有主的信仰的人。
And he said that a submitted Christian, then this is someone who will experience the Lord.
不但有信仰,他还有行动。
Not only he believes in the Lord, but he acts on his belief.
那这个行动呢, 最高的目的呢, 就是把自己的生命交托给我们所信任的神。
And the point of his actions is that he wants to show his submittance to the Lord.
所以呢, 当我们知道我们的父母, 我们的配偶, 会为我们预备餐点的时候,
so we know that our spouse is preparing a meal for us.
当食物预备好的时候,
when the meal is prepared,
我们从来不会问他们说,
we would never ask them,
诶, 你在这个食物里面有没有下毒啊?
Did you put any poisons in my food?
有没有这样的孩子?
Now, is there any children that would ask that question?
老公, 有没有这样的太太?
Is there any husband or wife that would ask that question?
有没有我们吃饭的时候会先问这个做饭的人说, 你有没有在里面下毒啊?
Did you any time go to a meal and you ask the preparer, did you put poison in my food?
没有。
I don't think so.
正常的关系下面, 我们常常呢, 拿到饭就, 啪啪啪啪啪啪, 吃完了。
In every day, I think we'll just take our food and eat it.
常常吃完了, 连说声谢谢都没有。
A lot of time we'll finish our food without even saying thank you.
那我就是说, 当我们信任我们的家人, 为我们所做的时候,
because when you trust your family members,
我们都是在里面享受的。
Then we enjoy the relationship.
所以我们基督徒的生活,
so as Christians,
我们对主, 我们要信任他。
So we have to trust our Lord.
当我们生活有很多的问题的时候,
a lot of times when we have troubles in our life,
我们要思想是不是我们对主的信任不够。
Then think about it. Do we have trust and faith in
our Lord? 是不是我们只在主的话语上, 我们拣选祝福的部分。
Are we just reading God's words and choosing the words of blessing?
对于主话语要求我们所当行的呢, 我们常常都当作耳边风。
And for the words of commandments, we will just put it aside.
所以呢, 以至于我们在生活上, 我们一面相信呢,
so in our lives, one way we say that we believe, on the other hand, we are transgressing.
所以呢,
so in our life, we're just living in turmoil.
这个恶呢, 就讲到不信。
this turmoil is how our untrust.
所以呢，一面又相信，一面又不信。
So on one hand we trust the Lord, and on the one hand we distrust the Lord.
所以呢，那个困惑呢就常常跑出来。
So that's why we're confused.
其实呢，主要我们所做的呢，不过就是做一个正常的基督徒。
So what the Lord is really asking is just to be a Christian.
所以呢，我们信任主，我们遵行主的话，过一个正常基督徒的生活。
He just wants us to trust Him, obey His word, and submit ourselves.
所以呢，主也没有要我们像十二使徒一样到处去宣教。
And the Lord never asked us to be like one of His 12 disciples to spread the gospel.
主也没有要我们像保罗一样啊，为主去。坐在监牢里面。
And then the Lord never asked us to be like Paul to go into jail for him.
今天我们在美国的基督徒，主也没有让我们像那个在回教世界的基督徒一样，好像前阵子 ISIS 这个 ISIS 呢，就把这些基督徒迫害，让他们身首异位。
And the Lord is not asking us as American Christians, we don't have to go through the persecutions in Egypt like the ones that were beheaded by ISIS.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，这都是特别的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, those are special callings.
但是呢，就是在那个最平常的日子里面，主要我们做的一件事情就是信任他。
And in our regular lives, all the Lord is asking us to do is to trust Him.
好叫我们能够做一个委身的基督徒。
So that we can be a Christian that is submitted.
一个委身的基督徒就是一个正常基督徒。
A Christian that is committed is a regular Christian.
在生活里面，我们该读经我们就读经，该祷告我们就祷告。
At the times of prayer, we pray. At the time of reading the words, we read.
所以呢，有一个属灵导师呢，这个叶格呢，他在这里就说了。
So there is this brother Jagger.
他说其实呢，只有极少数的人愿意把自己交在主的手中。
And he said, in fact, there is only so few of us that are submitted to the Lord.
过着那个名副其实的神儿女的生活。
Someone who really carry out the Lord's name.
而那些坚决以立即的信任。
Those people, they are persistent on their trust.
用顺服来回应神所赐予良善的神的儿女。
And then they respond to the kindness of God with their submission.
这样的人呢，也是同样的稀少。
There are only so few of them.
所以呢，我们的神偏爱这样的人。
So that's why the Lord loved this few of them.
因为这样的人呢，他们身在逆境，仍然在喜乐中。
Because these people, even though in difficulties, they are joyous.
他们面对苦难。仍然得到安慰。
They would face painful situation and still feel pleased.
因为他们知道在天父的家中，他们要坚定的信任主。
Because they know that in the house of God, they have to keep the faith persistent.
其实我们的主耶稣基督，他就是这样。
And I tell you that this is who the Lord is.
他完全信任天父的安排。
How he completely trusts in the Father God.
我们的父神安排了一个非常奇妙的事，就是让主上十架。
Father God has arranged this amazing thing for Jesus to put him on the cross.
可能对不认识的主人，不认识主的人来说，
For someone who didn't know God,
主被钉在十字架上何等的残酷。
How didn't know Jesus, how Jesus died on the cross, so painful.
对于我们做神的儿女的人，
But for us, children of God,
我们都知道在十架上的那一日，
We know that the day when Jesus was nailed to the cross,
是主征战胜过罪死魔的日子。
It is the day that Jesus was victorious against the enemy.
也就是在这样的日子里面，他复活的大能在他肉身中来成就。
It is also that day that the power of resurrection was shown.
所以今天我们每一个人都能够蒙神的保守。
So that's why today we can all be blessed.
我们每一个人都有这样属天的盼望。
That all of us now has this heavenly hope.
所以今天我们也能够完全信任这位神。
So through that now we can trust our Lord.
让我们愿意为他献上所有。
So that willingly we will submit our all.
所以呢，基督是我们的榜样。
So that's why Jesus is our example.
我们要谈到第二点，就是善尽本分。
And then coming to the second point, how we can be redeemed.
我们先来读第三章的第八节到第九节。
But now we're going to read verse 8 and 9.
到了夜半，
happened in the middle of the night,
那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，
forward,
不料
and behold, a woman was tied at his feet.
躺在他的脚下，他就说，
He said, Who are you?
你是谁？
And she answered, I am Ruth,
the Moabite, 路德。求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至近的亲属。我们先停在这里。
Let's stop right there.
所以呢，这一段话呢，是路德尽他的本分的一个表现。
And here it is showing how Ruth followed her command.
所以呢，他就在一个做媳妇的身份，他顺从他婆婆的 话。
So as the daughter-in-law, she is following what the mother-in-law asked her to do.
所以呢, 在晚上的时候, 她就来到这个禾场上。
So that at night time, she came into this barn.
那也确实呢, 波阿斯认不得她。
And in fact, Boaz didn't recognize her.
所以就在这样的一个情形的时候, 当他忽然觉得他脚下有一个人的时候,
at this point, all of a sudden, he finds out that someone is laying at his feet.
他说,你是谁?
And he said, who are you?
那路德呢,说,我是你的婢女。
And then she answered, I am Ruth, your maid.
弟兄姊妹, 这里有一个很关键的一个要求。
Brothers and sisters, here there is this critical command.
如果说到我们跟神的祷告的时候,
when we prayed to our Lord,
我们要把那个最关键的事情, 赶快把它说出来。
We have to get to the point.
所以呢, 路德呢, 就在这样一个关键的时刻, 告诉波阿斯说, 求你用你的衣襟遮盖我。
So here, Ruth gave her request to Boaz and said, spread your covering over your maid.
因为你是我至近的亲属。
For you are a close relative.
当我们祷告的时候, 我们向着主, 我们也要这样祷告。
So this is how we need to pray.
求主用他的衣襟遮盖我们。
We ask the Lord to spread his covering over us.
我们来读第三章12节跟13节。
Now let's read chapter 3, 12 and 13 together.
我实在是你一个至近的亲属。 只是还有一个人比我更近，你今天在这里住宿，引导他若肯为你尽亲属的本分，就由他吧。倘若不肯，我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我必为你尽了本分，你只管躺到天亮。 所以呢，12节13节呢，我们看到一个散尽本分的波阿斯。So
and then on verse 12 and 13, how Boaz is a redeemer.
他在这里呢,听到路德的要求,
and here, after Boaz heard Ruth's request,
他就没有马上承认说,对了,你说对了,我是你至近的亲属。
He didn't just say that, yes, you're right, I am your close relative.
他知道事实上还有另外一个亲属比他更近。
He knew that there is another relative that is even closer than him.
可是他要路德放心。
But he asked Ruth, to trust him.
因为天一亮,他就会去把这件事情完成。
Because in the morning, he will go take care of this.
如果那一个亲属愿意尽他的本分,
if that closer relative is willing to redeem you,
那他也放心,
then he knows that Ruth will be taken care of.
可是如果他不尽本分呢?
But if that relative didn't want to redeem her,
哇,是这里呢,他心里面有一个思想就是他会尽这个本分。
Then Boaz knew that he will go redeem her.
那弟兄姊妹,我们读主的话呢,常常也要用美善的思想,
So, brothers and sisters, when we read God's words, we have to read with a heart, a tender heart.
所以有些人呢, 他们读到第三章的时候, 他们没有办法接受路德这样的表现。
So, when people read Ruth chapter 3, a lot of people would be against what Ruth did.
他们觉得一个单身的女子, 晚上的时候, 走到田里, 在人睡觉的时候, 掀开人的衣襟, 躺在她的脚下, 这件事非常的不合理。
And how can a single woman like Ruth come to random men's feet and lie at his feet at night.
可是弟兄姊妹,我们要有一个感受,就是当路德接近波阿斯的时候,
but brothers and sisters, think about it, when Ruth approached Boaz,
他们就像一对恋人一样,
they are just like a couple.
他们彼此之间那个爱的言语呢, 已经非常的充分。
How between them, there is romance and love and words.
在一定的时间点里面呢, 他们也互觉甜蜜。
And then it is at that point that they knew that they were for each other.
甚至呢, 他们在工作的时候呢, 已经开始彼此欣赏对方。
And then when they were working together on the field, how they already liked to look at
并且呢,
each other.
提供那个爱的服务在那里。
And how they're serving each other.
甚至于有彼此馈赠礼物这样的一个关系。
And also they already gave each other gifts.
因为我们知道呢, 当他们在做这样一件事情的时候,
so we know that at that night when they did this,
实际上他们已经有那个非常深厚的爱在那里做一个铺底。
Before that night, they already had a strong foundation of love between them.
也就是因为这样一个爱的吸引,
and it is because of this love between
them, 而路德才能突破他心里的所有的防线,
that Ruth could be bold and do this.
顺服他婆婆所说的, 来到波阿斯的脚下,
to hear Naomi's command and came and lie down at
Boaz's feet. 躺卧在那里, 发出一个被请求悦纳的一个请求,
to lie down at his feet and gave him a request.
所以呢, 就在这个晚上,
so it is at that night,
路德发出这样的邀请,
that Ruth gave this request,
说,求你用你的衣襟遮盖我,
and said, please spread your covering over your maid.
弟兄姊妹,我们这一生里面,
brothers and sisters in our life?
来到主的面前，我们向主有没有这样的一个呼求？
When we come to our Lord, are we asking Him to do the same thing for us?
相信当我们受尽的时候。
I believe that when we come to Him,
就是我们委身于主的那一个日子。
When we were baptized, that's the day that we became.
也就是在那样的一个日子，我们做出这样的一个关键的选择。
And it is at that day that we made this choice.
我们求主来接纳我们。
That we ask the Lord to accept us.
我们求主来悦纳我们。
We ask the Lord to take us in.
所以他可以成为我们个人的救主。
So that He can be now our personal Savior.
所以我们的罪借着主可以得到赦免。
So that our sins through our Lord are now forgiven.
我们可以跟神和好。
So that we can reconcile with
God. 我们可以成为神的儿女。
And we can call children of God.
我们的关系恢复到受造之前的那样一个亲密的关系。
That our relationship with God is now so close.
我们享受着一生被主引导、看顾、保护和祝福。
Now we spend our whole life being kept and looked after by our Lord.
真的是求主来祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。
So I ask the Lord to bless all of us.
那我就想到我的老师。
And then I thought about one of my teachers.
那最近呢，他跟他的先生。
And recently, her and her husband.
那他们两个人呢，就举办了一个说明会。
They held a seminar.
应该是说见证感恩的聚会。
It is a meeting of testimony.
那他们呢各写了一本书。
And each of them, they wrote a book.
因为呢在今年呢他们个人呢都服侍了五十年。
Because both of them, to this year is the 50th year of anniversary
serving the Lord. 所以呢他就是五十加五十的见证感恩的传记在我的手上。
So the book is a testimony of 50 plus another 50 years.
那这本书叫恩典改变一切。
And this book is called Grace Can Change All.
那毕双读了呢他就说很好很好，你应该看，你应该看。
And my wife read it and says you need to read this.
那其实呢，我对这两个老师我都很认识的。
And then I think I knew both these teachers really well.
大多数的故事我都听过。
And I think I've heard a lot of their stories.
那他就说你还是要看，你还是要看。
But she said still read it.
所以呢，就当作我们夫妻共读一本书啊。
Just like how we are now as a husband and wife, we are reading the same book.
哎，我一读呢。
So when I started reading,
哎呀，停不下来，就一直读，一直读。
I couldn't stop reading. I can't put this book down.
然后我就跟毕双交通，这，反正就有一个共同点可以交通。
And now my wife and I have something common to share.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你们有一本书一起阅读的话，也是非常的好。
So brothers and sisters, maybe you and your wife can pick up a book and read together.
那在这本书里面呢，就提到他我这个周淑慧老师他祖父信主的经历。
And in this book, they talk about the testimony of my teacher.
他说他的祖父信主之后就忠心跟随主。
And the sister said that my grandpa, after he believed in the Lord, he started following the Lord.
那他的信仰是活出来的。
He lived out his belief.
他谈到他的祖父他没有上过小学。
She talked about how her grandpa never went to school.
所以呢他读圣经呢完全是用罗马拼音呢然后把台语拼出来。读圣经。
And then he started reading the Bible by learning the syllables.
所以呢他知道神的话之后呢他就想到说圣经的话都是要实行出来的。
And then after he learned the words of God, he understood that his words need to be acted out.
所以呢他就坚持走到神的光明里面遵守圣经话上的话来行。
So that's why he persistently lived his life under the light.
所以每个主日他都要去教会。
And all Sundays he would always go to church.
也带着整个家庭去教会。
And he would leave his whole family going to church.
他实行十一的奉献。
And he would always give a tenth.
保守圣洁的生活。
He would keep his life holy.
服侍主传福音。爱主的教会
to serve the Lord, to spread the gospel, to love God's church.
因为教会呢是代表主的身体在地上。
Because the church is a symbol of the Lord's body.
弟兄姊妹，其实这没有什么特别。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, this is nothing special.
这不过就是一个正常基督徒应该有的表现。
This is what a Christian should live.
当我们愿意过一个正常基督徒生活的时候
，When we live out our life as a Christian,
主就祝福我们。
Then the Lord will bless you.
其实弟兄姊妹。主没有要我们做一个超人基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord never asked us to be super Christian.
其实呢，主就是要在这个一个正常的关系下让我们蒙福。
And the Lord just wants us to keep this regular relationship so that He can bless us.
我们想想看，如果一个学生他天天旷课都不去学校。
Now think about it. If there's a student, he is skipping class every day.
你想想看，却成天在家里担心老师会选我成为班上的干部。
But then yet, he would worry about at home how every day that the teacher may appoint him as the class leader.
这是不可能的，对不对？
I tell you that that would never
happen. 其实他根本不用担心。
Because he has nothing to worry about.
因为老师绝对不会把他招出来当班上的干部。
The teacher would never ask him who skipped classes.
因为他连课都不上。
Because he would never come to class.
怎么可能在班上服侍人呢？
Why would the teacher appoint him with anything?
所以弟兄姊妹，当主有一个特别呼召的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord is have a special calling for
you, 一定是我们在这个整个基督徒的生活里面有一个正常的光景。
It is only after you have a regular Christian
life, 那一个特别的呼召才会临到我们的身上。
And the special calling will come to you.
所以当我们愿意过一个正常基督徒的生活，
When you're willing to submit yourself as a Christian,
我们才能来到主的面前侍奉主。
Then you can come to the Lord and serve the Lord.
所以呢，我们的弟兄施布真，
Then the brother,
他这一句话可能说的重一点。
He said this, maybe this is heavy.
可是实在是没有，不是没有道理。
But then I think this makes sense.
他说每一个基督徒都是一个宣教士。
He says that all Christians must be a minister.
不然他就是一个假冒的基督徒。
If not, then he is a fake Christian.
如果你觉得呢，我们在神的家里面，
If you think that in his house,
好像我们在神的家里面没有尽到这样的本分，
that if you don't think you are doing your duty in his house,
我们要悔改，
then repent.
如果我们在圣加谷基督徒聚会，
If we come to the St. Gabriel Church,
我们没有感受到我们在那里尽本分，
If you don't think that you're doing your part,
我们要赶快悔改，
Then repent.
因为我们在这里尽本分的时候，
Because it is when you do your duty,
我们的主，我们的神就会在那里为我们尽本分，
Then the Lord will do his duty on you.
我们愿意遵守主的话去行的时候，
When you're willing to follow his command,
你看看我们的主要怎么样为我们成就大事。
Then test him, see what he will do for you.
让我们继续看下去，我们乐意彼此成全。
And then thirdly, let's look at how we can perfect each other.
我们一起来读第三章第十八节。
3:18.
婆婆说，
she said, Wait, my daughter,
你只管安坐等候，
you know out,
看这事怎么成就。因为那人托阿斯今日不办成这事，必不休息。所以就在这个夜晚的时刻，
It is at the night time.
晨光快要出现，
Just before the day breaks,
在那样的一个暗色的情况，没有人认出彼此的时候，
When the day was, when the night was still dark, no one can see each other.
在那个时候，街上也没有许多的摄影机。
At that time, there is no one on the street.
所以苏阿斯体会路德，体恤路德，就让他赶快的回去。
So Boaz understands Ruth and asks her to go home,
以免他被发现。
So that she won't be recognized by other people.
可是呢，苏阿斯也想到拿尔米。
But then Boaz also thought about Naomi.
所以呢，他就不愿意让路德空手回去。
And Boaz didn't want Ruth to go back home empty-handed.
而且告诉路德说，你拿了六本鸡的大麦回去给你婆婆。
So Boaz said, bring back six bunches of wheat back to Naomi.
原来这六个本鸡的大麦啊。
So brothers and sisters, these bunches of wheat.
按照这个解经书上所说的是15个加仑啊。
If you look at the demonstration books, it will tell that it is 15 gallon worth of wheat.
我的 van 呢，常常呢快要没油的时候，加满油就是15加仑。
When my van needed gas, when it's empty tank, it needs 15 gallon of gas.
兄弟们，你想想，这十五加仑背在身上，你要有多大的力量
？So brother and sister, think about it. She needs to carry 15 gallon of wheat back home.
我想呢，路德呢把它扛在身上。
I thought that Ruth probably carried it very hard.
在这个天还黑黑的时候，她扛在身上。
When the night was still dark, she had to carry 15 gallons.
其实我们很放心，任何人看到都不会觉得她是一个女士来的。
And then I think that if anyone looked at her, no one would think that she was a woman.
一个女士能够扛16个加仑的大麦在身上。
How can any woman carry 15 gallons of wheat back home?
弟兄姊妹，这是神家的女儿。
Brother and sister, she is a children.Of God.
常常读圣经就觉得神家的女儿不一样。
And then every time I looked at the daughter of God, they are so different.
是温柔又有力量。
They are tender yet strong.
所以呢，我们知道呢，当婆婆呢看到路德把身上扛着十五加仑的大麦回到家里的时候
，So when Naomi saw Ruth carrying back this 15 gallons worth of wheat,
我问你啊，他们看到路德身上扛的是什么？
And then let me ask you, what did you think she was carrying?
Amy, 路德身上扛的是什么？
What was Ruth carrying with her?
在她身上扛的是什么？
What was Ruth carrying?
Bobby, 路德身上扛的是什么？大麦，是大麦吗？不是，路德 这个拿俄米在路德身上看到一个大爱。
What Ruth saw, what Naomi saw, Ruth was carrying with her is love.
这个婆婆看到媳妇啊，成了，成了，成了，成了。
The mother-in-law saw the daughter-in-law came back with gifts. She thought that, oh,
this is done.
All this that I thought wanted to happen is now going to be done.
她看到这个爱情已经在那里产生了。
Now what Naomi saw is this love blossom between Boaz and Ruth.
神就是这么爱我们，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is how our Lord loves us.
今天这个波阿斯给路德的不是用一个手就可以提起来。
What Boaz gave to Ruth that night what cannot be carried by one arm.
今天波阿斯给路德的是需要他帮忙路德扛在他身上的。
What Boaz gave to Ruth needed someone to put it on her back.
这个爱重不重啊？重。
Because this love is so much.
可是呢，重的非常怎么样？甘甜，对不对？
But yet it is heavy yet sweet.
这背回去累不累啊？
Do you think it took a lot of effort for
Ruth to bring
home?
对不对？
I thought so.
可是呢，背的呢还是非常的甜蜜。
But yet I think Ruth was probably carrying with joy.
这个爱带回去呢，
when she brought back love,
三个人都享受到了。
All three people now share this love.
波阿斯很高兴。
Boaz was happy.
路德很高兴。
Ruth was happy.
拿尔更高兴。
And Naomi was joyous.
所以呢，这里我们看到一个彼此成全的图画。
So here we see a picture of how three of them coming together.
在神的家里面，就是我们要这样过生活。
This is how we need to act in God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是给别人一个重担。
Brothers and sisters, we are not giving a burden away.
你是把一个爱放在别人的身上。
Yet we should give a love.
所以呢，箴言就讲到那个炭火要堆到别人的头上。
So the proverb says that how we need to set fire someone's head.
那个炭火就是爱来的。
And if this fire that we're setting is love,
好让别人能够感受到我们的爱。
So that the other person can feel a love.
所以又在那个雅各书里面呢、啊。
So in the book of James,
我们讲到那个新娘呢，就向那个新郎说。
And what the bride said to the groom.
哎呀，请你把我呢印在你的心上。
How she said that now, stamp me in your heart.
请你呢把我放在你的手臂上，如同那个戳记一样。
Put me on your arm.
啊，是有感觉的，那个爱是有感觉的。
Let me feel your love.
其实今天弟兄姊妹，我们对主呢，我们给主的爱呢，真的是没有感觉啊。
So brothers and sisters,Is the Lord feeling your love?
你觉得主能够体会到我们给他的爱吗？
You think that God can feel your love?
其实我常常想到我每次工作的时候。
And then I think about how when I work.
我有一次做一件事情，我不告诉你们做什么事，反正做了一个晚上。
I have to do something. It took me the whole night.
做了我累死了。
I was tired.
做不成。
I couldn't finish it.
想说三点了，算了算了。
And I thought about,
上床睡觉。
It's 3 a.m. I'm going to bed.
那上床睡觉，第二天早上起来。
So I went to bed the next day.
还是不死心。
And I wanted to work on it some more.
而且他说我一定要把它做。
I wanted to finish this.
最后就说，碧珊，来帮我。
And I asked my wife to come help me.
其实我很欣赏她。
And then I loved it.
我每次叫她来帮我了，她就赶快来帮我。
Every time I asked her to help, she would come help.
啊，每一次她帮我呢，我都觉得哦，我得到好大的力量。
And then every time she comes help me, she was a great help.
哎，这次又不一样，两个人在那里弄啊弄啊弄啊，弄也弄不好。
And then this time was different. Even she came to help me, still couldn't
finish. 啊，不弄了，不弄了。
I was giving up.
然后又说，快做好了，你就做就是。
And then she said, "We're almost there. Just hang in there."
啊，就冲着他这样子，他愿意帮忙，我就说好，我们再做一次，啪一下，好了。
And then because of your help, we finished it.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得就是说，在我们需要帮忙的时候，我们需要成为别人的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, when someone needs help.Be that help.
那我就觉得，不管是在做事情，或是在属灵的生命上面
，doesn't matter if it's a thing or if it's a spiritual thing.
那毕双都常常帮助我。
My wife is always there.
那就是给我一点的力量哈，就是在那个节骨眼就叫我不要气馁。
And then she would strengthen me. At the point when I want to give up, she didn't let me go.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里要讲一个我们说了1000遍、100遍的事。
So brothers and sisters, I'm telling this cliche thing.
我们做弟兄的一定要效仿基督。
That as a brother, we have to mimic the Lord.
因为基督为教会舍命。
Because Christ gave his life for church.
我们做姐妹的呢，一定要改变。
And as a sister, we need to change.
像教会顺服基督一样。
Just like how the church is submitted to the Lord.
借以回应呢，弟兄的那样一个爱。
so that you can reflect your love to your brother.
所以当我们的弟兄他在那里效仿基督带出一点点的爱的时候，
So when a brother is reflecting Christ and showing his love,
拜托你，拜托你，
I ask that
顺服弟兄，
I ask that you will follow your brother's command,
让他在家里面好像那个主人一样，
so that he can be the head of the household.
这样子呢，就有一个回应。
And then in there we have this relationship.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sisters，
我要直接跳到最后了。
I'm gonna skip to the conclusion.
那还有一大段没讲。
There is a great message that I'm skipping.
那我就直接跳过去。
But I'm skipping it.
那我跳到最后。
Coming to the end.
我做一个总结。
The conclusion.
也就是说，我们一生充满舍己的爱。
Is that when your whole life is filling with submission,
就是自由一生。
When you're willing to deny,
一生充满舍己的爱。
When your whole life is filling with a self-denying love,
就是自由一生。
Then that's when you have freedom.
今天我们彼此委身。
Today, let us submit to each other.
完全信任。
Trust each other.
善尽本分。
To trust in each other.
乐意成全别人。
To follow our commitment and complete each other.
所以呢这一个学者呢，他叫做朱蒂斯·巴斯威克。
And then this scholar, her name is Judith.
那他就讲到，就是说在婚姻的开始。
And she said that the beginning of a marriage.
两个人是彼此委身。
It is the beginning of a commitment.
委身的目的呢，是叫对方能够蒙恩。
A commitment to each other so that you may receive grace.
是蒙受恩典。
So that you receive grace.
这个恩典呢，赋予对方。一个能力
and this grace empower each other,
以至于对方能够面对各样的挑战
and with this empowering, you can face difficulty,
更进一步建立一个亲密的关系
and then furthermore, you build up intimacy,
这一个亲密的关系呢能够有一个良性的循环
and this intimacy will start building,
所以呢能够导致一个更高的尾声
and it could lead to a higher commitment,
一个恩典
a higher grace,
一个赋予能力
A better empowerment,
一个亲密
an even better intimacy,
最终呢达到一个成熟的盟约
and then at the end it will become a great commitment.
弟兄姊妹，我不觉得是只是单单在婚姻的生活里面
and brothers and sisters, I think this goes more than just a marriage.
就是在我们家庭的生活里面，教会的生活里面也是这样
In your family, in our church, it should be like this.
因为你的儿女也需要你这样去对待他们
because this is exactly how your children need you to be.
你的父母亲也是要你去这样去对待他们
and this is exactly how your parents need you to be.
所以呢我们彼此委身彼此给予恩典
so when we commit and submit our others
你会发现我们身上的能力是多出来的
then you will see that how we will be empowered.
你以为路德真的能够扛起15加仑的大麦吗
do you really think that Ruth can carry 15 gallons of wheat by
如果不是那个爱在那里激励神给路德力量
if not the love and the strength from God
他们能不能顺利的把这个大麦扛回去呢
I don't think Ruth had it in her.
如果这个婆婆不爱这个媳妇
If Naomi never loved her
可能走在半路上这15加仑的大麦早就被扔在路旁了
Maybe just halfway she would just throw away this heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹在她的心里面她想到一个婆婆的爱
But brothers and sisters, Ruth thought of Naomi.
这15加仑的大麦再重她都把它扛回去
doesn't matter how heavy this wheat was she would carry it to her
弟兄姊妹我们在教会生活也是这样
brothers and sisters that's how we need to be at church
如果我们好好的彼此对待
if we treat each other with kindness
一件事再重神都要成就
then it doesn't matter how hard the thing is it will be completed
我们今天愿意坐在哪一艘船上
today which boat are you getting on
我们在一艘船上我们可以彼此的争论
On this same boat, we could get into arguments.
我们在一艘船上，我们也可以彼此的分享，把重担彼此的分担。
And on this same boat, we can also choose to carry each other's burden.
哪一艘船是我们想坐的？
Now, which boat are you coming on?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
真的，你在我们的中间，你要向我们显出你的大慈爱。
Yes, in the midst of us, you want to show us your love.
你给我们的话也不是短暂的。
And the words that you gave us are not only temporal.
你给我们的话是我们能够在地上来实行的。
And your words are for us to act on.
所以我们向你献上感恩，献上赞美。
So Lord, for that, we thank you and praise you.
实在是你眷顾了我们。
In fact, it is you who kept us.
你用你的衣襟遮盖了我们。
That you are covering us with your our clothing.
在我们最软弱的时候，主你赋予了我们能力。
It is when we're weak that you strengthen us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
So Lord, for that we
thank you. 让祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen. 我们再来唱诗歌566首。